knowing what you know now, would it have affected your decision to play?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I wrote a book, Captain for Life, and in the book I indicate from a physical risk standpoint, you know, I knew that you could get hurt physically, and I assumed that risk, and I just decided to play. But from a neurological risk standpoint, I didn't know.
Right.
And so knowing what I know now, as much as I know, and I've been diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome in 1990, 2 years after I left football. Knowing what I know now, I would never have played football.
Wow.
I would never have, you know, put my brain at risk. My body, yeah, but my brain, that's a different story, because that whole brain thing lasts forever.
Do you still feel the wear and tear physically on your body from the years you spent in the NFL?
Well, I feel pretty good. Physically, I feel pretty good. But, you know, there are days when, you know, I have not so good days, and I have headaches and blurred vision and all of that stuff. So it's something that I've learned to live with. I live a pretty normal life. If I didn't tell anyone, they probably wouldn't know that, you know, I still deal with the residual effects of concussions that I sustained when I played. But
you don't regret your time spent in the NFL at all?
You know what? It was a learning experience for me. Regret? I'm not going to say regret, but if I had to do it all over again, I would not have played, not knowing what I know now.
Right. Would you discourage anyone from playing, getting into the game?
I you know what? If people wanted to know, I would tell them the brutally honest truth from my perspective and let them make their own decision as to whether they want to play or not. You know, parents come to me all the time and they ask me, and I tell them how I feel. And if they want to still, you know, allow their kids to play, then, you know, that's on them. But I have a 2-year-old grandson. He'll be 3 next month. And I've already told his mother, my daughter, he will not be playing football.
Right.
He'll be playing golf. He'll be swimming. He'll be doing something that's a non-contact sport. But he will not be playing football.
Would you encourage the NFL to alter their the way they play, or maybe put a doctor on the sidelines that's an expert in concussions?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. I mean, the sheer basis of the game is about contact. It's about collisions, and you can't really get around it.
Right.
You can go out with the intent of trying to clean up the game and make it safer, but there's no way that you can make it safer by sheer virtue of the fact that it's a contact sport. And so you're going to have contact, whether you are trying to avoid it or not. That's what football is all about.